to answer maybe several questions here. From a system engineering's perspective, in the military domain, if we or in the laws domain, if we stay to that, it's simply a matter of reaching the goals in the most effective way. And the military goals are, of course, set by some kind of nation or coalition. And that means also a combination of human and machine or autonomous system, which acts in the most effective way. That's from an effective mission perspective, point of view. At the moment, the functions or the reasoning we are talking about, it's still humans who do that the best. So in the combination of humans and autonomous systems, or at least as it's the state of the art at the moment, these critical functions, as we call them, are human decisions. What I believe, I think in the future, any type of capability that humans have could be actually being formed by machines. So we should prepare ourselves for the question, what if certain of those functions which we think are critical can be in a military effective mission perspective be done better by machines than by humans? Because then we get a split of thinking. So we should prepare ourselves for that moment. It's not right now the situation. So in critical functions, humans are in control and make the decisions, and that is at the moment the most effective form of cooperation between humans and autonomous systems. But that may not be the case in the future. So we should prepare ourselves for that question and think about it, and also think about what we do with that, how we deal with that.
Alors pour